So today I'm going to talk about the number one recruiting killer so that you way you can stop it in its tracks and just get way better, smoother recruiting process, get more offers and find that best school for you. And if you don't know who I am, I'm Trent Loera. I'm a former college quarterback. Now I run a company called Scholarship Accelerator where we help families get scholarship offers. And over in the past year, we've already helped 50 plus families. And so how I'm going to show you this number one recruiting killer is that this is a raw, unedited video. There's going to be there's going to be ahs. And I'm just going to break it down for you step by step, sharing my process, why this is a big killer. And so with that, it's going to be a lot of knowledge thrown your way. If you're listening to this in the car, whatever the situation might be, you can listen to it there. But I recommend that you take notes throughout this because I'm not giving this to you in necessarily a clear blueprint. I'm sharing with you my knowledge, some of the things I've taken away from it, and you can take what you want from it. So let's dive into it. So the number one recruiting killer is time. That's easily the number one. And so what I'll say with the context on this is my recruiting process is going to be different than yours. But what I'll share with you from mine is I was from California. As you might not know, but if you're from any of these areas, they're very heavy competitive recruiting markets. California, Texas, Florida, Georgia, probably the top four most competitive. Definitely California, Texas, Florida, and I definitely lump Georgia in there as well. That means that there's a lot of kids out there that play good football, that want to play college football at a high level, and coaches know that, and so they recruit in these areas. And so I played also one of the most competitive positions out there, quarterback. And so if you know anything about playing quarterback, about getting recruited a quarterback, it's crazy. It's a world of craziness. And I didn't really know what I was signing up for. I just liked the position, ended up playing it, luckily got a college football scholarship for it. But how it kind of went was I didn't start worrying about my recruiting process until going into my junior year. That's it. I happened to get on a 7-on-7 team that was filled with a lot of top guys. Xavier Worthy, who just signed with the Chiefs or got drafted by the Chiefs in the first round, he's from there. Torrey Horton, who's over at Colorado State currently, I believe. I don't think he went to the draft. That's the second guy. A couple other big names. Jalen McMillan was on there, who just recently got drafted as well, and played at Washington, was from there. So I was fortunate enough to get on that team, though by no means I was a top quarterback on the team. I was on the team, and it brought me kind of my eyes to the recruiting process. And so I ended up going to a camp. It was the first camp I ever gone to as far as college camps, to San Jose State Camp. And that was my first dip in my toe in the water into the recruiting process. And I learned that I had a shot, but I was already kind of too late. And so that's one of the big realizations I've had throughout my recruiting process is I started too late. As a California quarterback, going into my junior year, I was too late. Most kids at this point are already talking to D1 coaches. Some of them already had offers. It's not necessarily like, obviously it worked out for me. I was able to get multiple offers. But if you want to play at the Division I level, especially FBS in one of these areas, overall in the nation, you have to get started earlier. You have to get started in your sophomore, freshman year. And I'm not saying you have to go crazy. You don't have to be baby Gronk posting all over the place, but you have to at least start learning the process, start going to camp, start putting yourself out there a little bit so that we can get the head start on the people that do wait. Because there's always going to be people that wait that say, that's overkill. You don't need to do that. I heard from Jim and Joe that, you know, they recruit on talent of your senior and junior film, and coaches don't need to know about you. You just need to worry about putting the work in the film. You know, they're going to show up. And though talent and film, fairly very important aspects, and your junior film is very key, why would you not get a head start in the process? Why would you not start earlier? I've talked to so many parents, hundreds of parents, honestly, and I've never once heard one parent say, you know what, we got started really early in the process. I just so regret that. No, what they usually say is, I'm realizing now that we got started too late and we need to go into hyperdrive, or we got started too late and that messed up our entire process. So that's why I'm sharing this with you, so that way you don't get started too late, so that way you don't put this off. And I talk to so many parents that honestly are sadly a little bit clueless, and they say like, oh yeah, well, he's going into his junior or his senior year, and you know, he had a pretty good junior year, and you know, coaches aren't noticing him, but I know the process goes late with a lot of them, and so it'll be fine. And hopefully it does turn out for them, but you can't just sit around and wait and hope for things to happen. I imagine you didn't do that for most of your life. If you did that on the football field, that wouldn't work. And so you can't wait around for those offers for the coaches to come to you. And so time is the biggest killer. And it's not necessarily time in just a waiting aspect, but just time in, like, there's limited time in the recruiting process. The clock starts right when you realize when your signing day is, and it ticks from every single second down to that. And at that point, you have to find that home, you have to sign that paper, and you hopefully have a scholarship offer by then. And most don't. Only 7% of high school athletes get a scholarship. I believe it's 2% of high school football players get a scholarship. I mean, there's 100,000 plus high school seniors every year that want to play college football, that go through the process just like you are going through. And only a limited amount, get an actual scholarship. So you can't take that lightly. You can't just slide into the process late and expect to crush it. You have to start early. And hopefully you're a parent or an athlete that's a freshman, a sophomore, and you're learning stuff early and you're getting ahead and you're like, you know what, Trent, I already know this. That's awesome. Kudos to you. But you have to get started early. I can't emphasize that enough. I think the perfect time, if there's any one time out of the pick, it's that sophomore season, right after your sophomore season. You get about a 6 to maybe 8 month head start to the June 15th date when coaches can contact you. That's probably that perfect window where, like, you can start putting yourself out there. You're probably not going to get a ton of interest, ton of responses, but you're going to get at least a head start. Coaches are going to start knowing your name a little bit. And then once that June 15th date hits, boom, you're hitting the ground running. You already have a step up from everybody else because you've reached out to, I mean, sure, at that point, you probably reach out to 1,000+ college coaches, and you're just running from there while other people are like, oh, June 15th hit. Oh, okay, let's start contacting coaches, blah, blah, blah. Boards already made. They have to get on boards, and it's too late. So, and that was me. I didn't get started until that period. And it was just too late at that point. I couldn't catch up to guys that were already ahead, known this process, and were going about it the right way. So all that to say, I'll recap this with this whole rant. We're at about 7 minutes and 20 seconds here. If you're going through the recruiting process, you need to try and start as early as possible. If you've been holding back on it, if you're like, I'll wait till I get more film, I'll wait till I play on varsity. If you at least have some film and you're relatively talented, you should be putting some time into recruiting. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. 15, 20, 30 minutes a day. That's it. Or at the very least, learn. Go through my Twitter account. Go through other people's Twitter account. Follow those accounts. Watch videos. Educating yourself on the process, doing some actions will give you so much momentum early on that I can't even explain. You will be so glad when you get to your junior, senior year and be like, I am glad we got started early, because this thing, you know, it's going to be stressful no matter what, I'll be honest, because it's just random and recruiting's crazy. But when you get to that point, your junior and senior year, and you have a clear plan, you've been doing this for a year already, and you're like, okay, I feel like we're pretty comfortable at this point. We know what to do. Trust me, you'll be glad that you put in that time a year or two before that. And trust me, I wish I could go back in time and do that, because literally the easiest decision I could have made, that would have probably taken my recruiting to the next level, is just starting earlier, 100%. So if that's you, then I recommend, if you've been holding it off, if you've been saying, I don't really need to reach out to coaches right now, you should start now, 100%. So hopefully this gave you some insight. Whatever platform you're following this on, could be a bunch. I'm not even going to list them out. Be sure to follow, subscribe for more content like this. I'm trying to post 2 of these per week so we can get you guys some more longer form content, me breaking down the recruiting process. Let me know if you enjoyed this. Let me know if there's anything else you want me to blab about. But hopefully there's some golden nuggets in here that you can take away into your own recruiting process, make it simpler, do better, and crush it. Peace.